The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
What's it to ya? All right, final hour of the Denny Schaefer Show, brought to you by Eva's on Q105. Get $50 off, free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast, cloudy rain today with a high near 65. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but 72. No rain tomorrow. Maybe rain on Saturday. I thought I saw like 20-30% on Saturday, but 77, the projected high. So that might not be too bad. It's 60 at the last check here at Q105. All right, I forgot what the heck that I said we were coming back with. Anybody?
Stuff
and or things.
And correct. We were talking about the, you know, tickets for the texting thing.
See, there has to be a police officer there at the moment. I mean.
Yeah?
I know how to fix it, Susan.
You know what I don't know.
Nope,
yeah,
I know
but
how
I
to
like
fix
that it's just in their hands. It just has to be in their hands. That's good.
Right.
Like, you don't have to catch them actually in the midst of a text.
But Susie, you see, she wants a cop on every corner to bust everybody.
Right.
Nobody wants that. Not even you. You just want to be able to be deputized so you can pull them over and bust
you
them.
You really don't want it, Susie, because
you, don't.
You would be stopped for
every day.
Speeding.
You're a speed demon. You'd get a ticket every day.
You would.
You would. So you don't want that.
Look at all she's
that's
quiet
like
now.
Shamed.
Look at her. Right,
you got
I don't drive recklessly. I just drive
don't.
Fast.
You are an excellent driver.
I am an excellent driver.
You
I'm
are.
Just quick
fast
about
and
it.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah.
I'm quick about
but
it.
But I love the fact that they found a loophole in the law that if a cop sees you with your phone in your hand, they can pull you over and it's a primary offense and they can ticket you. They don't have to wait for you to swerve or weave or anything else. Just knowing you have your phone in your hand is distraction and they can pull you over now and get a ticket.
Honestly,
and it started yesterday, and I'm wondering how many tickets they wrote in the first day. I bet they wrote a lot, and I'd like to know how much they are.
Yeah, if somebody got one. Because I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people out there that aren't aware of this, don't hear it or whatever, and they'll get stopped and get surprised. And I can't wait to hear those stories. But I'll be honest, this is going to make me, like, stick it in my purse and throw my purse in the back seat. So I'm not even tempted.
When I get lit up, I'm going to power down that phone, throw it in the passenger seat, and say, dude, I don't know what you're talking about because my battery's dead. Sorry, man.
Right. See,
it's no different than him seeing you taking a right on red. He goes, well, I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you with your phone in your hand. I saw you
He's
turn right on red.
Yeah.
He's the witness. I saw you holding your phone in your hand.
And then you
go, no, it wasn't. It was a triple whopper. See? Want a bite?
Well, you know that's not true, Denny, because mine would have cheese on it. So
oh, my bad.
That's why you're wrong.
Seriously? You get the triple whopper with cheese?
The triple whopper.
They don't make a triple whopper,
they
do they?
No, they do, too.
No,
shut up. Really?
They do. They it's like 15,000 calories.
It comes out in the hand truck, and I have to put it in the back seat for you.
Yeah.
There's really a
I've
triple
never done
whopper?
That.
Wow.
And it comes with the clogged
like
artery
whoppers.
Hotline number right with it.
But I couldn't do a triple whopper. I mean, I like a whopper.
Well, maybe back in the day you could.
Yeah, but no, not now.
Not anymore.
No,
you're just too damn tired. A couple bites of that triple whopper and you're out.
No, it's that Nutrimosin.
That's it.
Even a little whopper.
Can't do it.
You don't want to do your whole daily caloric intake in one sandwich.
Well, it used to be like the Whopper Jr. But who really wants a Whopper Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants a junior.
Well, when you're young. Mm-hmm.
They do triple ones.
Yep, they do.
There used to be a time as a kid that I thought the Big Mac was too much sandwich for me.
The Big Mac?
At one time.
You were four years old.
Yeah.
He was four.
I was like, I don't know if I can eat all this. Now it's like, that's it.
I used to have a friend that would scrape the stuffing off of the Big Mac. She'd always order the Big Mac. But she would like use her finger or a napkin,
ew.
And she would clean the special sauce and onions and lettuce off.
The toppings.
Really?
Yeah.
Of the Big Mac?
And then she put it together. Yeah.
That's what makes the Big Mac the Big Mac.
I know. That's what I told her. I said, now you're officially not eating a Big Mac because you have taken all the goodness off the Big Mac. That was just her quirk.
It's Thousand Island, you know.
I know. It really is, but
shh. Nothing special about it. It's freaking Thousand Island.
Well, it's like,
by the way, when I was in high school before basketball games, we would go to the Burger King down the road, and I would get two Whoppers and eat them both before the game.
In high school?
Did you
high school?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Because one Whopper didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I'd go two Whoppers, fries, and onion rings, and then I'd be bombing out there on the basketball court. And I'm not saying shooting threes.
And it didn't make you nauseous, like running around with all that in your stomach?
No, it would be like 4 o'clock, and the game wasn't till
6 or 7, 8. Or something like that. Yeah,
the JV started at 6, and we went about 8 right after.
Okay.
So, yeah,
so
I had 4 hours.
At 4 o'clock, you would have some solids and liquids, and then on the court, you'd make gas.
Yeah,
sure,
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. Beautiful thing.
Got all the elements.
Anyway, Susie, I know you're not too thrilled getting back to the story about Cops now are going to be able to pull people over if they see this. But you watch. This is going to be a good thing.
She just thinks it won't happen.
I think it won't happen.
You don't think they're going to pull people over?
Well, they will, but they're never around when you really need them.
Yeah, that's true. When you are next to somebody, you see taxi, you look around for a cop and go, no, I'm not a cop.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. It's just right. That's just
it's
how it
happens. It's probably the neighborhood you roll in also. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. You go in places where there's not going to be a lot of cops.
Well, like around here.
Just oh, right here, yes.
Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah,
I see. I see cops around here all the time.
Right.
I see them almost every day driving in because it's such a safe, friendly neighborhood.
Right. But you won't see them if you see somebody texting because that's how the jinx works.
Right.
I mean, it's not their fault. Just when you see it, they're not there. It's the one time they're not in this neighborhood.
Oh, watch. You just jinxed it. Now you're going to see a cop pulling somebody over, and it's going to be for that.
That's
the next time you go by a cop, you pull over and go, hey, did you pull them over for, you know, having their cell phone in their hand? You got to stop now.
I like that, though.
They like that.
I like this law, though.
Yeah. I do,
seriously,
too.
Seriously, because not just to catch people, but just because this way it gives me an excuse, too. Because then I put
it
away, and then when people say, hey, I texted you, why didn't you get back to me?
Because I was driving.
Yeah.
That's
like,
the law.
I will admit I have texted at stoplights. That's
wrong. Yeah, that's the only time I ever do it.
I know that you
but
shouldn't
I'm
text
stop doing
at
that
all,
too.
But that's what
that.
I mean. I don't want to even be tempted now, so I'm not even going to do that. But that way it's like it's
going
to be the excuse.
What are you doing
Mother
over there?
Trisha.
I'm just saying.
She's not going to do that, Susan.
Well, I will text you back as soon as I get home.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
That.
Well, sometimes I need it more quicker than when you get home.
I'll call you. Wait
well,
a minute.
Then
you,
that sounds a personal problem
either.
There.
Wait, you can't call either, can you? No.
You can't have hold in your hand.
Yeah, so there's no
if you have your phone in your hand. Well, I have Bluetooth. So I can I can hit a button and go, call Trisha, and it'll call
right. You know, I do too, but I don't like arguing with my car. I have Bluetooth, but I just can't.
Well, be nicer to your car. Maybe it won't be so
it's
bitchy.
Like, it's like, right?
And the Jeep
asks,
you do?
Yes.
Hook it up.
Well, remember, the Jeep, if I go topless, the Jeep is much noisier.
Yeah,
so Bluetooth can't hear properly.
Plus all the stairs.
And then everyone around you gets to hear the conversation
too. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, so
gotcha.
I don't do I go old school because it's just a pain. I don't want it. It's just an aggravation.
Yeah, well, don't hold it in your hands because the coppers are looking for you.
What if I keep it between my knees?
That's how you got engaged.
Can I do that?
Please call me. It's on vibrate.
Susie, no, if I'm talking to you on the
phone. Between your legs.
You're between my legs. It was just
okay.
So you know.
Okay, I won't
I'll
be the
shouting
last.
Into my crotch.
Not the first time. I'm on my way home.
Yeah,
or
right.
The last time.
Susie, what'd you think?
Yeah, I'd be careful with that. You could injure your neck.
Well, then I'd crash into the person in front of me to move.
Oh, God.
So how did it happen? Well, I was talking into my crotch.
And I keep my phone calls. I can't use my hands anymore.
That's right. And then I crashed, and we had to get the jaws of life to pull me out.
But I have my phone.
Or I could put it in my cleavage. I'll just drive
like this. Oh, there you go.
How's it going, Sue?
That would work. People on Facebook Live are loving that picture right there, Trish. Nice job. All right, 9:14. We have to break with this nonsense and come back with more stuff and or things. Ooh. But first, Denny Schaefer for Dr. Frankel's. Hey, attention moms. Be sure to take your child's oral hygiene seriously, even before your little one gets their first two. So this is for new moms. You want to wipe out their gums, wipe their gums down with a damp washcloth at least once a day. You know what this does? Well, it gets some of the junk that's out of there, but it also helps the kids get used to the idea of having you clean their mouth at a very, very early age.
Oh,
isn't that a great tip from Dr. Frankel?
That's
why Dr. Frankel is my dentist. And you will love Dr. Frankel being your dentist, too, because you'll feel like you're part of a family. The office is like a spa, and they got weekend and weeknight appointments, and they're very good at what they do. How about this? All new patients, you get the free teeth whitening. You know, some of those teeth whitening programs, they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. Dr. Frankel, you become a new patient, you get free teeth whitening for all new patients. So what are you waiting for? In Toledo, where I go, 419-474-9611. Over there at Lasky and Talmadge, 474-9611. Or mall me, it's 419-893-0221. 893-0221. When you call Dr. Frankel, be sure to tell him Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 weather.